how to be a great help. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. And today we're taking a fifth look at awesome Apollos from Acts chapter 18. We've talked already about how he was a learned man, about how he was self-motivated and passionate and humble. Today we're talking about a fifth area that we see in his character and his effectiveness, which is simply that he was a great help to the people he spoke to. And surely our desire as a teacher or a preacher is to be a great help to the people that God privileges us to speak to. He was a great help. We see this here in Acts chapter 18, where it tells us that when he spoke down in Achaia, it says that he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. How was this the case? He vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. He was a great help to those people. It must have encouraged them to have him there vigorously refuting those who were trying to confuse their faith. Now let's talk about a few things here and see what we learn about Apollos that might be useful for us. It says that he proved things earlier in that section there. He proved, epididymi, to exhibit, to show, to point out, to demonstrate, to prove. He proved things. As such, he was a great help. He vigorously refuted his opponents, proving from the scriptures certain things. He did what the people there needed him to do. The believers in Achaia clearly had a need, and they needed him to vigorously refute those who were confusing their faith. And he did so and proved what needed to be proved. We also know from a latter passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, that Paul says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it. Different roles. Paul the planter, Apollos the waterer. He seemed to be content to be a waterer rather than a planter. So what we see is, the principle I'm driving at here, is that if we want to be a great help, we need to be what people need us to be. And certainly we've got our own strengths and gifts and experiences, but they've got to be put at service to the congregation. It's about what they need, not about what fires us up the most, what gets us most excited to preach and teach. And perhaps we have opportunities to do the things that are closest to our hearts. But ultimately, the question really is, am I meeting the needs of these people that God has put me in front of at this time? Apollos seems to be that kind of guy. And that's why he was a great help. That's why he was able to encourage so many people in their faith. Because he had that attitude. I'm happy to be a waterer if that's what you need me to be. I'm happy to prove these things since you need those things to be proven. So how can we be a great help to those God puts before us? Well, three things. Firstly, find out what your hearers need. What your hearers need the next time you speak is probably different from what my hearers need the next time I speak. I'm speaking on Friday night. I need to be thinking about what does that group need? What about your group? What do they actually need? Not just what's on your heart, though that's valuable, but what do they need? This is why pastoral connection with congregations is so important. Being a visiting speaker has value, but we can't be a visiting speaker in our own congregation. We must know the needs the best we can. So what do people need? Ask questions, ask other people. What does this congregation need? Get opinions, get views, because your own view, your narrow one-person view isn't going to be adequate, is it? So find out what people need. Secondly, put all of your effort into meeting that need. And what that means is when you've got your lesson outline, you've prepared it, you've got it on a page, you've got it as a PowerPoint presentation, whatever you're using, when you've got it, look at it and seriously, clinically, objectively, cut out anything which does not meet that need. It might be a cool insight. It may be a really deep idea. It may be something that excites you. But if it does not meet the need, cut it out. Put all of your effort into meeting the needs that you know of. God will provide for the needs you're not aware of, right? It's about the Holy Spirit too here. But your responsibility and mine is to cut out the things that are extraneous and focus on putting all of our efforts into meeting the need of these people at this time. So firstly, find out what the need is. Secondly, put all your effort into meeting that need. And thirdly, be content to play your part. Paul was a planter. Apollos was a waterer, at least in terms of Corinth. Well, he seemed happy with that and he was effective. I've got to work out what my role is when I'm speaking to people. What is my role here? I may not be the planter and the waterer and the cultivator and the fertilizer person and the, I'm not doing it all, but I can do my part and be content to be one person who can play one role for these people at this time. And then God will use you because you're not thinking of yourself more highly than you ought, but someone who is thinking of themselves with sober judgment, who just wants to be a servant. Well, we learn a lot from Apollos in just a few verses. It's extraordinary how much there is there. And he is an extraordinary man. I'd like to know what you think about this, about how we can be a great help to the people that we speak to. What do you think are the most significant principles in meeting needs, in helping people and giving them what they need to strengthen their faith and give them greater courage to live out their Christian faith in this difficult world? I'd love to know what you think. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording and leave it in public so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit, then please pass the link on to them. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit that button for notifications. And if you are listening in iTunes or some similar application, then please do leave a review. I'd be very grateful for that. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.